down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, Tim Grover, the CEO of Attack Athletics, has had the unique privilege of being able to call the likes of sporting superstars such as Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and countless others his clients. He's a towering authority on the science of physical and mental dominance and achieving excellence. And I'm delighted to say that he joins me now. Tim, you're very, very welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. What an honor to be a part of this unbelievable event and being able to spread this message all around the world.
Well, Tim, we're going to welcome you here at the World Summit on the 15th of May, and I'm really looking forward to meeting you. But maybe for some of the Irish audience who may not know you, tell us a little bit about your own beginnings. How did you get into personal training and fitness coaching?
Well, so I actually have my background in education. I have a master's degree in exercise science and physiology with a minor in nutrition. So this is actually what I studied.
Sure.
And I went to college for, got my master's degree, went to work for a local health club, worked on my craft, but I always knew I wanted to train professional athletes. That was my goal. I wanted to train professional athletes. And I was relentless in that pursuit. And I finally had an opportunity where I saw a small article in the newspaper saying how Michael Jordan was tired of taking the physical abuse from the Detroit Pistons and he was looking to get stronger. So I did the old fashioned thing. I literally wrote letters to all the players on the different teams. On the Bulls teams. And I wrote a letter to everyone except Michael Jordan, put it in the mail and said, you know, if he saw my work with somebody else, maybe he would hire me. Well, we got one person that was interested, and that was Michael Jordan.
Isn't that amazing? So is it true that he saw your letter on somebody else's locker and that prompted him to ring him because he didn't want the other guy getting you?
He didn't understand why he didn't get the letter because, it was my thing. I was like, well, why is somebody who's that good is going to work with somebody who's never trained a professional athlete before? So, but you know what lesson learned for everybody here who's listening to this? The best always want to get better. They're always looking for that. They're always looking for that competitive edge. They're always looking for that 1% advantage to get better. While other people are satisfied with where they're at and happy with being at a top level, but the best of the best want to continue to grow.
Yeah. In your first book, Relentless, you say that you have to be tough and ruthless towards others. Does that mean, you know, in your world where maybe winning is everything, that there's no room for the nice guy?
No, there's no room for BS. It's only truth. I always say, you know, the most uplifting message you can tell somebody in the world is just to tell them the truth.
Sure.
It's what energizes people. It what clears the clutter. It may not feel good, but it's what the person needs. So when I talk about being ruthless in that way, it's being ruthless with the honesty without killing the person's dreams. There's people that can be ruthless and totally kill a person's dreams. And there's another way of being ruthless and enhancing that individual and energizing that person. What's giving them the correct words, we're giving them the truth about where they're currently at, where they could be, how to get better. So the people that want to get the best, they don't want to be inflated with just words. They want to be inflated with impact. And there's a huge difference between the two.
When we look at these high achievers, such as Michael Jordan, do they need to experience failure or pain to develop this mental toughness that you talk about, that you say is so important?
Yes, everybody. There's not a single individual out there from a business standpoint. Just, you know, take yourself as an example. You know, everything, every time that you've had a failure, every time that you felt that pain of all that hard work and not achieving your goals, a lot of individuals just will will literally mess them up inside, and other individuals take that stuff and it energizes them. They learn from it. They continue to get better and they just keep going and they keep going. So everything that they fail, everything that the pain that they have, they don't harbor it inside. They don't hold it inside and let them weigh it down. They use it. They use it for energy. It just makes the fire burn a little bit hotter.
And tell me this, as you travel around the world as now as a keynote speaker, you're a consultant to business leaders, you know, the extreme athletes and elite achievers. Do you see a common denominator between maybe key business leaders that you meet and the likes of Michael Jordan?
Yes, of course. You know what, Bobby, when we're coming there to talk, to give the talk to, you know, your business individuals and say,
yeah,
they're all competitors. Everybody thinks, you know, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, with the professional athletes that I've dealt with, they competed on a basketball court. These individuals that we're going to be speaking to, they're competing in life. They're competing in their business. They're just as competitive. They want those wins. But see, here's the thing. Everyone knows how to compete. Very few people know how to actually win.
Yeah.
So, and the language of winning is completely different. And the one thing that the common denominator among all the people that excel and win, they have two things that I've always known. They have the shortest memories. Whether they win or they lose, they move on to what's next. So if they win, they celebrate, and then they move on to next. If they lose, they learn from it. What they do is they don't continue to think about the loss. They're like, okay, it's done. It's over with. I learned from it. Now let's move on to what's next. And the other thing that they have is they're extremely resilient. They're extremely resilient to the noise. Everything that's going on nowadays with the social media, with different media platforms, with the news and all this other stuff, they're extremely resilient to the noise. They don't let that noise get inside of them and affect their own thoughts.
Yeah, that's really interesting you say that about a short memory, you know, even on a good day or a bad day, because it's about moving on and getting back on the horse or
yes.
Facing the next task.
Yeah, because if you're afraid to get on that horse, well, if that horse knows you're intimidated by it, what's it going to do? It's going to fling you right off, or it's going to kick you right in the head. And how many times have we gotten kicked? You know, the horse is a great metaphor. How many times have you gotten kicked in the gut by life or by somebody else, maybe not physically, because, you know, that person saw that your resilience wasn't at the level that it was supposed to be, that you started to doubt yourself. So
yeah.
That horse throws you off. And if you're doubting yourself, you don't want to get back on there, that horse is going to continue to intimidate you.
And can I ask you this, Tim, as somebody who's been doing this for a number of decades, and when we go back to mental toughness and resilience, do you see any kind of slackening of mental toughness in the youth or in the modern world of today? I.e., is it different now than it was 20 or 30 years ago?
It definitely is different, only because everybody has a voice now. And you know, back in the day, we had individuals like myself. Obviously, Bobby, I don't know how old you are.
But when 63. People said,
how old?
63.
Okay, 63. So you get to understand this. We have the ability to block noise out because it didn't come to us 24/7. Now with this generation, they can't block the noise out. They have to learn to manage the noise because the noise is 24/7. It's literally carried around in your pocket on your phone. You're constantly looking at it. You're constantly hearing it off of different podcasts. People that have no relevancy in your life will make a comment on your post, and well, that just sends people in a different direction. So there should be, well, I think one of the education things that needs to be taught now with the younger generation is figuring out how to manage all the noise that's going on around them. And what happens is, they forget to listen and hear the most important voice, which is their own. See, what happens is everybody wants to be loved and they want all their flowers when they win. But when they don't win, they want everybody not to point out the reasons why they didn't win. Some of them can be true and others can be totally negative towards them. People have a lot easier time identifying with individuals that don't succeed, that don't win. I use this term here, being unsuccessful is a way of staying connected, because you can connect yourself to other unsuccessful individuals, because that's where all the noise, the excuses, the lack of toughness, all those people get together. And that's what happens a lot of times with the individuals now. They're finding these unsuccessful groups that allow them to stay comfortable, that allow them continue to have excuses, that allow them not to push themselves, that allow them not to understand the pain that they're going through.
So have you been to Ireland before, Tim?
I have not. I'm really looking forward to this.
Okay, well, we're going to have the red carpet, the Cade Mila Fáilte out for you when you come to the World Summit on the 15th of May. And finally, can I ask you, what will be your message to your Irish audience when you address us at that World Summit?
Well, I will tell them that two things. You're about to understand a new language, and that's a new language of winning. And everybody in the audience, you better buckle up, because Tim Grover is going to be in the house.
Great stuff, Tim. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.